Theater Talk is presented by 42 North Brewing Company's Theater District Tap Room.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And how can every company have a stellar cast? How can everyone have their A-list? But that seems to be the way all the shows we're seeing this week.
Not just this week, but the past couple of weeks. What's going on?
Buffalo theater community is like just one large repertory ensemble, and they just rotate in and out of these shows. People get a lot of experience, but first up, Next to Normal, musical at Musical Fair, about a woman who is not coping well with her bipolar depression and grief over the loss of a baby 16 years before. And this is played by Victoria Perez with Daryl Samira as her husband.
And Mark Sacco as her psychiatrist. Pretty funny bits.
I love that you mentioned Mark Sacco next to emphasize my repertory company. This is a man who played the lead in numerous shows, and here's just two little psychiatric bits. It's like, sure, I'll play the psychiatrists in the plural.
Now, I hope it's not a spoiler alert, but I think pretty much all three plays we're going to be mentioning have a dead person on stage.
Well, if you say no more, we're okay. But Next to Normal, I had the feeling it is a very solid production. I worry about doing a show that is so vocally demanding during the flu season. It requires of Victoria Perez a mezzo-soprano rock and roll performance. I think that just says about it all. On the opening night, God love her, she navigated it and landed it emotionally very affecting. But it is true, there are also ghosts of the past in new play down at the Alleyway Theater. Black Bear Island by Carissa Morell Myers, directed by Daniel Lenzian. This is a psychological thriller. A woman has returned to her childhood home after 16 years away. Odd kind of circumstance. The teenage boyfriend, from whom she's been estranged all this time, has abruptly and mysteriously died. Continuing your theme, it brings back lots of memories, confusing memories.
And I think some of the audience were slightly confused because we get three different iterations of the boyfriend, played by three very different actors. And as someone recently said to me, keep up, keep up. You got to keep up.
You know, the play has little echoes of, I know what you did last summer, you know, your return to a location of past trauma. There's the weight of secrets and isolated setting and so forth. And all of this in Ms. Myers' play. Gabrielle Nunzio as Amitra, the woman returning home, and a large crew of Fredonia students slash graduates. Of course, the director is on the faculty there, but it enables them to pull together a pretty tight ensemble, Black Bear Island at the Alleyway.
And to complete our theme of dead people on stage, we never actually see Sister Rose, but we certainly see the coffin where she was supposed to be, but now is missing.
Well, we've moved on to the Road Less Traveled Theater. Stephen Adley Girgis, who they had quite a success a few years ago with his play, The Gentleman with the Hat, and that's not its actual title. He always likes to introduce something shocking. And yes, in this instance, we are at the funeral home attending the wake for Sister Rose, but someone has stolen the body and the trousers of one of the mourners.
It's a great opening.
And what ensues is a series of collisions between these characters, only brought together because they all were somehow connected to this dearly departed nun. And this is an amazing ensemble at Road Less Traveled. Last, it is time for the return of the Fabulous Feast, Shakespeare in Delaware Park. Always a popular event for years and years and years. Typically, it's an Elizabethan feast. This year, it is on March the 15th.
The Ides of March.
Yes, the Ides of March. And therefore, the theme is not Elizabethan, but
Roman.
Roman. It will be a Roman feast. And no, you do not have to dress up. You can if you want, but there will be people dressed up. It's always a good time with, you know, this is a 5-course meal. It is at the Rich's Atrium over there on Niagara, which is a fabulous venue for an event. All that food, well, it's a Roman feast, after all.
Roman dictators always lie back and eat grapes.
I think fed to them by other people, but we, you know, we'll just leave that alone.
So everyone's on his or her own. Eat your own grapes.
Remember, February is a very short month. The deadline to reserve for this event is March the 3rd.
That's Monday.
You can get the tickets on the Shakespeare in Delaware Park website.
I've never been to the Rich's Atrium. I understand it's gorgeous.
Very nice.
Well, we have a couple of openings tonight. Good Night, Tyler. Continuing with the theme of the dead people coming back to haunt us. That's at Ujima.
At the Lorna C. Hill Theater on Plymouth.
And tomorrow, it starts a short run of The Hobbit at the Theater of Youth.
For Theater Talk on WBFO,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.